Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That I pulled out of a hat, isn't it? Now what do I do with it? I pulled a white rabbit out of the hat, and CNN has gone ballistic. The white rabbit is that we have the most incompetent, devious president in American history, and we have the most incompetent, dangerous CDC chief that you could ever dig up in the United States or anywhere in the world. A third world medical doctor would have done a better job than this guy freaking, who was nothing but a community organizer who was put here a long time ago during the AIDS epidemic. He's worked his way in like a mole. He's failed America. He's failing America. We're at risk of the disease. Welcome to the Savage Nation. The headline today is really quite clear. CNN goes to war with broadcast giant on Ebola, says World Net Daily Chelsea Schilling. Accuses Michael Savage of believing Obama wants to infect soldiers and Americans, which of course is not what I said. Now, Jake Tapper had very little credibility to begin with, and I'll tell you more about him in a minute. He has no credibility whatsoever right now, because when I play the tape that he ran, you will see the lies coming out of this organization called CNN, which of course has zero ratings for good reason. The misinformation that is spread by the Obama News Network has reached a point, it's gone beyond viral, it is now an epidemic of laughter. Jake Tapper, I pray, Jake, that none of the soldiers come back with Ebola, because if even one does, whatever shred of credibility this man had is gone. Now, let me start at the top. I want you to listen to what this character, Jake Tapper, said about me on CNN. Play clip two, please.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
But you did bother to dignify it by playing it. Now, of course, fact-checking is not your strong card, Jake. You don't fact-check on ISIS. You don't fact-check on the false war on global warming. You don't fact-check on the IRS scandal. You don't fact-check on the NSA scandal. You don't fact-check on anything, which is why you have no ratings, Jake, which is why you were hired by CNN, because you won't do your fact-checking. But lower than that, you won't even debate me. I said something that is very clear. I didn't say that he's purposely trying to infect the USA with Ebola, did I? I said that, you know, there's an argument called reducto ad absurdum, which they don't teach in a journalism school of this generation. They teach them basically to parrot what the government media complex wants them to parrot. But reducto ad absurdum asks questions at the end of a logical sequence that may seem absurd, but it leads to the proper conclusion. Okay. Now, I want to continue with what I said in the article after this moron attacked me without giving me the opportunity to even answer him. I answered WND as follows. They asked me, what's your comment to this character, Jake Tapper, on CNN attacking you? Here's what Michael Savage, PhD, said. Since health workers in full biohazard gear have contracted Ebola, why wouldn't we expect one of the 5,000 U.S. soldiers sent into the epicenter of one of the world's most virulent epidemics to contract the virus? Common sense would dictate not to send soldiers into this region without expecting some of them to contract the disease. It's statistically logical, and it's commonsensical, which is lacking in Tapper's illogical mindset, Savage. Moreover, the U.S. government is violating the primary rule of epidemiology by exposing our young men and women to this deadly virus. Savage has also charged that Ebola has entered the U.S. because of Obama's open borders policy. He said Obama refused to employ the basic epidemiological rule of quarantining a deadly virus, quote, because the far-left agenda is to have an open borders policy. During his October 1 show, Savage said, the only solution is zero travel in and out of West Africa for any American. You let nobody in from a country where you have a raging epidemic, he said, emphasizing microbes do not discriminate. You isolate and you quarantine an entire nation if necessary. Did you hear what I just said? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a few comments to make after being attacked by CNN and being defended by nobody in the conservative media. I want to thank only two groups, WND and Newsmax, who are in my corner, in the corner of truth. No one else has come to my aid. And, you know, I sent out emails to a few people saying now is the time for all good men to come together, and I got no answers. And you have to understand that the, quote, conservative side of the ledger is not quite what you may think it is. I have CNN on me, and who is defending me? WorldNet Daily, thank you, Joe Farah. Newsmax, thanks, Chris Ruddy. But listeners, it's really you who count. I have a question for you. Why do you think CNN has singled me out? They didn't quote Rush Limbaugh, high school dropout. They didn't quote anybody else. Why do you think they attacked me? Well, they're trying to destroy my credibility. But why would they try to destroy my credibility when they can't do it? Well, for one, I have a PhD, which includes a division of epidemiology in my doctorate from the University of California at Berkeley. I spent many years studying diseases. So they have to undermine me because of my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. Why would CNN attack me? There's no other reason. Why would the conservative media black me out? There's a reason for it. If I say now is the time for all good men to come together, and they won't, then I need your help. I'm being smeared by CNN for trying to warn America about the obvious dangers our troops are being exposed to in Africa. First of all, I think it was an illegal command on the part of Obama to send them into an Ebola zone. By the way, if there ever was an illegal command, it was this one. Do you know that they're not armed? Do you know they're not allowed to have weapons in Africa? You know he's turned them into nothing but orderlies and nurses? Do you understand what he's done to the military? 3,000 to 5,000 men and women and not sent to the Middle East? He sent them into an Ebola zone? Is there anyone listening to this show who can follow what I'm saying? Can anybody follow what I'm saying? Am I alone here? I feel like I'm going mad. I feel like I'm living in a crazed world. Everyone should be together on this. All Americans should understand the danger we're in because of Obama and because of the CDC and because of the clowns in the Defense Department who sent our troops into harm's way. And here's what Congressman John Culberson said when he heard about the CNN attack. He's the only congressman that I trust. He's in Texas. I'm in California. Congressman Culberson said America will see through the media coverage because most Americans are outraged that Obama is deliberately exposing our troops to Ebola, but he refused to approve American troops to stay in Iraq. His inaction created ISIS. Michael, common sense tells everyone it is idiotic not to screen passengers and restrict visas from these West African countries. Savage, you always focus on common sense. Your audience understands you. Thank God you're able to hold up under all this garbage. America needs you, Michael Savage. Thanks, Congressman. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not made of stone. There's only so much one man can hold up. I am not Atlas, and even Atlas shrugged. I'm starting to break from the weight. It's bad enough being attacked by illiterate, illogical, uneducated fools in the media who may as well have worked for Izvestia or Pravda in the Soviet Union. But it's even more galling to get zero support from those who pretend to be on the other side of the aisle. Should I expect their support? I don't know. Should I? I don't even want you to answer that. You'd think if they wanted credibility, they would want to support my position. Who is more credible and why, me or Jake Tapper? Obviously me. A new survey shows that more than 70% of Americans agree with me. Why would CNN put out the liar's line? The lowest ratings in 30 years for the Democrats under Pelosi, Obama, and Reid. Lowest in 30 years. First lady is dancing with a turnip. Do you realize what's going on? Do you realize that we have a government that cannot control the epidemic because of their liberal doxies? You know, I told you that for many years I traveled in the third world collecting medicinal plants, which does not make me a virologist or the world's expert on Ebola, but I must tell you that Ebola, such as other hemorrhagic fevers, such as Marburg virus, Rift Valley fever, and others, are not unknown to me. I spent many a night drinking many beers and eating many curries 30, 40 years ago, speaking with one of the world's greatest virologists on these very subjects. He had lived in Africa in the 60s, believe it or not. So I was going through my botanical journals for some reason, and this card fell out from the 1960s. Would you believe this? Health alert notice for international travelers arriving in the United States. To the traveler, keep this card in your wallet or purse for 6 weeks. If you become ill during this period, give this card to your physician and advise him of your recent travel outside the United States. You may have been exposed to a communicable disease before arriving in the United States, it says. If so, a knowledge of the possibility of exposure abroad will help your physician arrive more quickly at a diagnosis. It's an official card from the U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. That's before it was renamed what it is now. Public Health Service, Center for Disease Control, Bureau of Epidemiology, Quarantine Division, Atlanta, Georgia. See, I remember those days. I remember very well the days of quarantine. And it says on the back, to the physician, the person presenting this card has recently been abroad and may have been exposed to a communicable disease not usually present in the United States. They wouldn't even say that today. They want you to believe that we're just like the garbage third world. We're not like the garbage third world. It's one of the prides that we had in this country before this third world president took over the country. It says suspected cases of quarantinable diseases. Did you hear that? Quarantinable diseases. A word wiped out during the AIDS epidemic by the radicals in the AIDS industry who put Frieden where he is. Suspected cases of quarantinable diseases, smallpox, yellow fever, plague, cholera, should be reported immediately to your health officer, and also by telephone they give the number. For suspected smallpox or pneumonic plague, give date and port of arrival, ID of conveyance, and other pertinent information. Notification of other infections, such as malaria, should be reported as a disease acquired abroad to your city or county health officer. Well, those were the good old days when America had Americans who loved America, may have been corrupt, may have been greedy, may have been partisan, but they loved America or they never would have gotten to higher office. Well, that's all changed, and take a look at where we are today. But let's go back to the main story today. Why is CNN attacking Michael Savage and nobody else? Why? Why is CNN attacking me but not Rush Limbaugh? Why is CNN attacking me but nobody else in the conservative media? Why is only WorldNet Daily and Newsmax in my corner? Why the conservative media blackout of Savage? Is this not the time for all good men to come together? If not now, when? When will the conservatives stop hating me because of my obvious talent? And the fact that although they counted me dead, I rose like a phoenix from the ashes. And no matter what they do, I will continue to rise because of you, the listeners. Because you, the listeners, want one thing, and what you want is credibility, and you want truth. And never before have you seen what you now see. Many of you knew it, but many of you didn't. I've been warning you about immigrants and epidemics for 30 years, well, on the radio for 20, and my writings for 30, because I have the credibility to do so. Is this not the time for all good men to come together? When I come back, I'll take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Savage Nation, the country is completely out of control because of the left-wing fanatics who have ruined it. They have ruined every institution they've put their greedy little paws on. They saw every institution nothing as nothing but cash cows. Say defense, say national security, they say, what can we rip it off for? Say education, they say, what can we rip it off for? Say Ebola, they say, what can we rip it off for? Is Barack Obama a lawless president, ignoring the laws of this land and our Constitution, yes or no? Is Barack Obama the most dangerous president ever with his attitude of my way or the highway, yes or no? Is Barack Obama and the Democratic Party destroying America to remake America, yes or no? Does Barack Obama hate America? Does he hate our military? Does he hate Christianity? Trying to make room for some other religion, yes or no? Should Barack Obama be impeached for being defiant and breaking constitutional laws, yes or no? Is not securing the southern border part of Barack Obama's plan to wreck America? Shall I go on? These questions came to me this July from Constitution Watchdogs, the Accountability Project. There are many, many other questions they ask, so don't think that we're alone in our suspicions. But now that my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, has become a sold-out bestseller, and by the way, here's the heartbreak. There's got to be a conspiracy. Someone close to me went into a bookstore in Boca Raton, and they said, yes, we're sold out. We're getting them in a few weeks. What, right after the election? I happen to know there are tens of thousands of books blocked up in the warehouses, and I want to know why they weren't sent the next day. They were sold out last Friday, last Wednesday, last Thursday. Why didn't they have books in on Saturday? Who's blocking them up in the warehouses is the question. I'll let you figure out if there's a giant conspiracy to stop the book's distribution before the election. I'll let you figure it out. And now we go back again to the attack on me coming from CNN. You say, well, what's the big deal? If they're not that important, why are you making it such a big deal? Well, they are very important to the government and to the media complex. So they chose to attack me and no one else. Because all I said was pretty commonsensical. All I said was there's not a sane reason to send 4,000 to 5,000 troops into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola. See what I said? That's called logic. It's also statistically a high likelihood that one out of 4,000 will contract Ebola, isn't it? So then Tapper says, it's hard to even know where to start with that one. This is unhinged, he said. We shouldn't even dignify it. Tapper's career is now finished. His career is now over. I declare it now over. He's untouchable. He is the leper of the news media. Because what he said is not only illogical, it borders on the insane, in my opinion. How about your opinion?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
No, don't bother fact-checking, moron. That would show that you have a shred of credibility, Jake. You know, Jake, let me tell you something about Jake Tapper that you may not know. Years ago, before he was on TV, he was a magazine writer. And he had approached me many years ago to do a feature on me, which he wrote, by the way. He was a very nice guy. And then it was killed by his boss, another, you know, one of those libs in New York. And then he went on to television. He's not changed. He's just one of these boys who does what he's told, and he reads what he's told to read. I'm very surprised that Jake Tapper would say a thing like this, because logic and statistics would indicate that with 3,000 to 5,000 troops in an Ebola zone, at least one of them might contract the virus, Jake. And when that happens, we will play your tape over and over and over again, and we'll see if you can get a job teaching journalism in a junior high school in Arkansas. Well, perhaps you could go to work for Obama, because that's a step up from teaching journalism at a junior high school in Arkansas. I looked at the clown, the spokesmouth, for him. Why do they smirk? Why does that moron who works for Obama, the spokesman, why does he smirk while giving a press conference on an issue as important as this? What does he think, it's all a joke? Do these jerks in the West Wing running around think that they're so smart that they're above the law, above the animal kingdom itself? They're immune? The great man protects them? They can't get a disease? Do you see the smirking on their faces? Does it grate you as it grates me? It grates me. Now Friedkin should have been fired right off from the get-go. He should have been fired and possibly charged with a criminal act, by the way, and I'll say that over and over again until you get it. There is such a thing as criminal negligence in medicine. There's criminal negligence in surgery, is there not? Listen to what I'm saying to you. If your surgeon goes in and performs a surgery and makes a mistake, you can sue him, right? And many of you have done so. Any other doctor can be sued. It rises sometimes to the level of criminal negligence, doesn't it? If the doctor is seen to be totally incompetent and does something so wrong that it endangers your health or causes death, would you not argue that what Friedkin has done by being just a spokesmouth for this radical liberal government has not been the equivalent of criminal negligence? They themselves said that they missed opportunities to contain Ebola. In the days after the first diagnosis of Ebola in the U.S., the head of the CDC and prevention was resolute in his confidence about hospitals' ability to manage the virus, and they quote him with his false confidence. Friedkin said October 2nd, he said, any hospital in the country could take care of Ebola. You don't need a special hospital room to do it. You need a private room with a private bathroom. And most importantly, you need rigorous, meticulous training, blah, blah, blah. Less than 2 weeks later, the incompetent Frieden admitted that the government wasn't aggressive enough in managing Ebola and containing the virus as it spread from an infected patient to a nurse at a Dallas hospital. Suddenly yesterday, Friedkin says, we could have sent a more robust hospital infection control team and been more hands-on with the hospital on day one about exactly how this should be managed. I can guarantee you, as I sit here, in weeks or months to come, they're going to be saying we should have stopped travel, we should have closed down airlines. You wait and see. It's too late now, Mr. Frieden. You made your mistake. You should be fired, and you should be tried for criminal negligence, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Now, if Obama is not trying to infect the USA with Ebola, let's assume he isn't. Okay, let's assume he's a good man and he only means well. Then why is he opening the borders and not restricting flights from Africa and other Ebola hot zones? Why has he let children with tuberculosis and ED68 in by the trainload from Central America this summer and then secretly placed the children in schools throughout America? I guess Tapper doesn't know about the TB in Lynn, Massachusetts. Tapper doesn't know about the little boy who died in New Jersey from the ED68 virus. Tapper doesn't know what the government doesn't want him to know. Are we to believe the government would not use our troops as guinea pigs? Did you hear what I just said? Are we to believe that the government would not use some of our troops as guinea pigs? You want me to go a step further? I'll raise the stakes, Jake. I'll raise the stakes. I'll get out of the hypothetical and I'll ask this question. Are we to believe that this government in particular would not use troops as guinea pigs? Let me give you some examples of the past when evil white men were president. Remember atomic testing in Los Alamos? Remember that? After detonation, soldiers and Marines were ordered to enter the hot zone because the government wanted to see the effects on the troops after detonation. And the soldiers had to sweep the contamination dust off of each other with brooms with no protective gear. 95% of these men died of cancer. Or how about when evil white men ran the government and there was drug testing on black soldiers to see the effects? Or how about the use of Agent Orange on our troops in Vietnam? That's when evil white men ran the government. Well, now that there are no evil white men running the government, I guess you can no longer say the government would ever do such a thing to our troops, because it's only evil white men who would do it. CNN has been an enemy of America for many, many years. We know that. And it's amazing to me that they get away with it. 80% of Americans want the government to shut down flights to the U.S. from Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, sources of the epicenters of the Ebola virus. Why isn't the White House playing ball? Why? Why has he sent troops to Africa instead of to fight ISIS? Oh, by the way, here's another little article. The highly respected Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota just advised the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and WHO that, quote, there is scientific and epidemiologic evidence that Ebola virus has the potential to be transmitted via infectious aerosol particles, close quote, including exhaled breath. CIDRAP, Centers for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, is warning that surgical face masks do not prevent transmission of Ebola, and that healthcare professionals must immediately be outfitted with full hooded protective gear and powered air purifying respirators. I guess that has not yet reached the CDC. It certainly hasn't reached the White House, has it? Again, why do you think CNN is attacking Michael Savage? Why have they singled me out? I could say I take pride in it, and I suppose in a way I do. I suppose they've given me great credibility by attacking me and nobody else, but really doesn't feel very good at a time like this to see the insanity of the left, that they would not even understand the illogic of what they're saying. They would not understand that statistically, if you send 3,000 to 5,000 troops into an Ebola zone, at least one of them might contract Ebola. Now, how hard is it to figure that out? How hard? And again, I only want to thank WorldNet Daily Joe Farah and Newsmax Chris Ruddy. They're the only ones in my corner. I don't know why the conservative media would black me out. I understand there's jealousy and competition. I get it. I get it. But this is not a time for jealousy and competition. This is a time for the few of us left on the front lines of reality and truth to come together, and yet you're not going to see that. You're not going to see that. So that's why, again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for supporting the show by listening to it every day and by going into the bookstores. Some of you got the book. Some of you can't get the book. Some of you ordered the book. But I'm heartbroken to tell you that despite the five printings, the books are not in most stores. I understand they're in Books a Million, but they're sold out everywhere else. Why are they going to take weeks to get them when I know they're in the warehouses? Why? Are they waiting until after the election? Well, it could be. Somebody way up high may not want that book out before the election because they realize that we are at Lexington and Concord, that the American people are at the flashpoint, and they want to calm you down and have you just go away, keep on moving. Well, maybe you shouldn't go away. Obama fired all of the combat generals he didn't like. Do you believe he has the military's best interests at heart? Why do you think CNN via Jake Tapper is now choosing to defend the use of troops in Africa and attacking me? Do you think this means the Obama administration has noticed stop the coming civil war and read it and has now sent out their media goons? Tapper said we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking. Have you ever heard of a newscaster saying a thing like that? They don't do news-checking on Ebola. They won't do news-checking on ISIS. They won't do news-checking on global warming. So why are they not fact-checking the irrefutable logic of my statement? Okay, let's go to some of the callers. Let's go to some of the callers. These are very troubling times. Very troubling times. Not easy times. Very difficult times. I had wanted to take a day off this week because, frankly, I'm starting to feel the burden. It's starting to get too heavy. But I'm remembering what real pain is. And I'm remembering what real burdens are, and I'm remembering what my ancestors had to live through. And this is nothing. This is chump's play. This is chump's play. It's nothing. I'm just saying you got to do the show every day. If they're going to attack you, then take it in your stride and expect it. I said, what do you expect to happen when you wrote Stop the Coming Civil War? You expected to be invited to the White House where they would debate the subject with you? Did you expect to be invited on Fox News by the wonderful conservatives there to discuss your ideas? Did you really expect that? Did you expect Rush Limbaugh to get off his high horse and say, you know what, at a time like this, we all better come together? No, I didn't expect any of that. I didn't really. I don't expect anything. It's each man for himself. And if you want to know the truth, I'll have to let you figure it out. You have to figure out what's the truth for you. And here's a question for you. We're going to enter the flu season very soon, aren't we? It's October 15th. We're entering a flu season, flu and colds. Now, how are the doctors going to distinguish between flu, colds, and early stages of Ebola? Why, I don't know. Where's the test kits? I don't know. Why is Friedkin spending money on press conferences instead of making more test kits? I don't know. What are you going to do about it? I don't know. There's going to be a panic in the land whether I say it or not. Everyone with a cold is going to think that they have this illness. That's what's going to happen. Not because of me. In a conference call late last night, the nation's largest nurses union described how the patient from Africa, Thomas Duncan, was left in an open area of the ER room for hours. National Nurses United, citing unnamed nurses, said staff treated Duncan for days without the correct protective gear, that hazardous waste was allowed to pile up to the ceiling, and safety protocols constantly changed. You hear this? They didn't know what to do because the CDC director was out buying a new suit. His mother told him he looked great in that tie and suit. You look great, Tom. You look, oh, that was so beautiful. I'm so proud of you. Frieden said some of the world's leading experts on how to treat Ebola are in the new response team. A lot of good that's going to do you. They'll read the booklet on what to say and what not to say. In Europe, the World Health Organization, which has more credibility, by the way, than Ebola, President Ebola. By the way, President Ebola will address the Ebola crisis in about 15 minutes. I can't wait to see what the community organizer has to say about the community organizer he put into the CDC. In Europe, the World Health Organization said the death rate in the outbreak has risen to 70%, as it has killed 4,500 people, most of them in West Africa. The previous mortality rate was 50%. Now, as a trained scientist or as a commonsensical person listening to me somewhere in America, what does it mean to you if the previous mortality rate was 50%, but that the new mortality rate is 70%? What does that mean? Make believe you don't have a degree in science, but common sense would say that this virus has mutated and it's more virulent. Doesn't it mean that? That's what I would teach a graduate class. I say, if you see a mortality rate of 50%, and then when there's 5,000 people who are dead and the mortality rate is 70%, what does that indicate? So someone in the class would say, well, Dr. Savage, that would mean that the virus is probably mutated and it's more virulent. Thank you very much. Okay, let's move on to the next question. When you are appointed to the head of a department under a Democrat administration, what color shirt should you use for your news conferences? Blue, white, or gray? I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
We could have sent a more robust hospital infection control team and been more hands-on with the hospital from day one about exactly how this should be managed. Ebola is unfamiliar. It's scary. And getting it right is really, really important.
Okay, criminal negligence is the proper phrase. If a surgeon gets surgery wrong and then 3 weeks later says, you know, we could have done that surgery in a more robust manner. We could have conducted that difficult surgery another way. But this is a difficult surgery. It's an unfamiliar surgery, and it's scary. And getting it right is really important. You see, he's a good boy. He's going to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's how government workers operate. And let me remind you again, someone's going to find this for me and win a free copy of my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. 30 years ago, there was a tainted blood scandal in France. I keep repeating this. The head of the health department, whatever she was called, in France, was charged with criminal negligence. She had nothing to do with the blood tainting, but she was given the ultimate responsibility for the blood supply in France. And they said, you're responsible. It shouldn't have happened. They put her in prison. Would you believe this? How can we have no such rules in America for government incompetence like Frieden? Why shouldn't he be in prison for what he's done? He certainly should have been fired by now. But that would be asking Obama to judge competency. Now, how can he judge competency when he himself is faking it? In a few minutes, the great commander-in-chief who sent 3,000 to 5,000 troops into the Ebola zone without weapons and no ground troops to fight ISIS. And by the way, on that issue, this is a fascinating little side note. The Netherlands has ruled that biker gangs are now free to join the military and actually not join the military, but to go and kill the Muslim fanatics in the Syrian desert. Did you know that? That it used to be a crime for them to join a foreign army, but they're not joining an army. They're just going to kill radical Muslims in the desert. And biker gang members in the Netherlands have gone and fought besides troops, besides Kurds, to break the necks, to cut the throats, and to shoot the faces off the throwback subterranean network called ISIS. How about that? How about that? How long have I told you it's only the soccer thugs who can save England? And who do you think it is who's going to save America? Is it the Friedens who say Ebola is scary? Is it Jake Tapper who puts out the big lie for the government? Or is it men like Michael Savage fighting on the front lines for you?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
On drugs, is that the problem? That they're old hippies and they're still drugged, it's still in their systems. Is that why they smirk in the face of disaster? Is that why they get up with nice-looking suits, with sickly smiles, and tell us that they don't know what they're doing, but they're going to get it right next time? Welcome to the Savage Nation. Why is CNN singling out Michael Savage for attack? Well, I'll let you decide why. It's pretty clear to me why. There's less than 20 days left to save America. They all have read Stop the Coming Civil War. They understand what's in the book. They know it's sold out in the bookstores. They understand that there's a flashpoint in America that has probably been crossed. And they know that Ebola was it. They know it. So what do they do now? They go after a man like me who has the credentials to criticize Frieden and everyone else for their incompetence and criminal negligence is what I'm calling it. So they think they're going to undermine my credibility by refuting my logic? You can't refute logic. How do you refute a logical statement? Unless you can show that the statement is illogical, which they can't do. I went through my archives. I cannot believe what I found. TB epidemic spread by immigrants. Government fails to screen for disease. Written by Michael Savage. Do you know what date? January 5th, 1999, published by Newsmax.com. I just dug it out of a file. I'm in another hidden location, another one of my studios, and I'm going through papers. I can't believe what fell in my hands. Headline, TB epidemic spread by immigrants. Government fails to screen for disease. Michael Savage, January 5th, 1999. When your grandparents or great-grandparents came to this country, they were put through medical screening at Ellis Island, or if they were of Asian extraction, they were screened at Angel Island on the West Coast. If any of them showed signs of disease, they were sent back to where they came from or put in quarantine until they recovered. Does this screening policy sound unfair to you that some were sent back even though they were ill? And some were put in quarantine. If this screening policy seems like unfair discrimination to you, then let me ask how many ill and diseased people you have welcomed into your home lately where they might infect you and your family. Why not? A family is really no different from a nation, only in size. If you won't open your home to people with contagious diseases, then you shouldn't allow them into your nation either. And if you don't care about your fellow citizens, care at least about your own loved ones. Sooner or later, whatever diseases immigrants bring with them will end up in your home as well. This was written in January of 1999 by Michael Savage. TB epidemic spread by immigrants, government fails to screen for disease. Shall I go on? Be that as it may, health screening of immigrants was thrown out in this country by our government, or to be exact, by the New World Order. This was even before Clinton came along. The international powers that be, our unelected global government, decided they needed slave labor for the factories, farms, hotels, and the houses of ill repute in the United States. So they just threw aside all the screening and brought millions and millions of third world immigrants into our country to be exploited as they saw fit. Consequently, America has been invaded by an avalanche of diseases. Some of them are new to America, and some are diseases that had been eliminated in this country and then reintroduced by the immigrants. I've recognized this problem from the outset and warned that it was only a matter of time before it became a major health problem. But who likes to hear the truth, I wrote. TB is one of those diseases that had nearly been wiped out in the United States, but was then reintroduced through immigrants. After generations of heroic efforts to eradicate it in our country, TB was brought back into the U.S. by Indochinese refugees in the 1970s after the Vietnam War. The AIDS epidemic arose about this time also, and tuberculosis became an opportunistic infection among many homosexuals. Yet this is only the tip of the iceberg, for it didn't stop with the Indochinese refugees. The problem has continued to grow out of all proportion with the flood of legals and illegals into our country since then. And we're bringing them right into our midst. Did you vote for this at the ballot box? Was it ever on any ballot at any time? I don't think so. But believe me, it didn't happen without planning. And then I give other examples of immigrants and epidemics. And I give another one here. Dengue fever has now broken out in Texas. Remember, I wrote this in 1999, before half the people in the conservative media had already dropped out of high school. They were still in high school studying basketball scores when I was writing this in 1999. Dengue fever has now broken out in Texas. This mosquito-borne illness has crossed the now porous border, with Mexicans moving freely through it as a result of NAFTA, North American Free Traffickers Association. TB and dengue are only the Titanic's tip. Other immigrant-borne diseases are emerging, buried for now in a slew of government media propaganda about America being a land of immigrants. Not all immigrants are equal. Some are more desirable. Close quote, Michael Savage. Michael Savage earned his Ph.D. from the University of California, Berkeley, in epidemiology and human nutrition, the first degree of its kind ever awarded worldwide. 1999, about tuberculosis and immigrants. And now we are, of course, in the year 2014, and we have a raging Ebola epidemic that did not have to come to these shores, but President Ebola let it happen. Has he started to speak yet, Neil? Please notify me when he does. I'd like to go right to the president's news conference. Not yet. He's, again, playing prima donna. Supposed to be at 10 minutes ago, but he's got to put on the big act like he's so brilliant he has to, you know, make sure it's correct. It's unbelievable to me. How does he get away with it? Well, the real headline is about me, and it's about CNN attacking me. So I want to play now the attack by a man who had very limited credibility and now has zero, Jake Tapper, in clip number two.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola. Unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
Well, you dignified it by running it, Jake. What was that about? Since you ran it, you should have fact-checked. And I'll react to Tapper's segment, as I did to WorldNet Daily, one of the two outlets that has supported me in my time of need. And here's what I said last night. No one else has linked it other than WorldNet Daily, and it says CNN goes to war with Savage, and I want to thank Chelsea Schilling of WND for writing the story and Joseph Farah for publishing it. Here's what I reacted. Here's my reaction. Quote, since health workers in full biohazard gear have contracted Ebola, why wouldn't we expect one of the thousands of U.S. soldiers sent into the epicenter of one of the world's most virulent epidemics to contract the virus? Common sense would dictate not to send soldiers into this region without expecting some of them to contract the disease. Common sense, which is lacking in Tapper's illogical mindset, Savage. And I went on. Moreover, the U.S. government is violating the primary rule of epidemiology by exposing our young men and women to this deadly virus. And I go on in the article. You can read it yourself on WorldNet Daily or on MichaelSavage.com. Now, you would think that CNN would play my rebuttal, but they won't. That's why they have no ratings. You would think that one of the girls at Fox News would play my rebuttal, but they have very little credibility as well. I know their ratings are very good, but the fact of the matter is, I really have no respect for them anymore. None. I never thought that they were this partisan. I never thought that they were this in the pocket of the administration. I really didn't. So let me take your calls. Joe on WABC in Connecticut. Go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation. We're waiting for the president to give his comments on Ebola, which we'll play the minute they come up. Joe, go ahead.
Hello, Michael. I was at St. John's Pharmacy School in the late 70s. I remember about this because this was identified. Ebola was identified in 1976. It was contained in a few villages in Liberia. And as long as it didn't get out, it would not mutate. But it's gotten out, and now it's mutating. And I totally agree with what you're saying. You're absolutely on target. You're absolutely scientifically correct. You're using deductive reasoning, not like these other characters. It's just using inductive reasoning. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
But what about Frieden when he says it's a scary disease and they made mistakes? Is that good enough?
No, he belongs. You're absolutely right. He should be prosecuted because he is incompetent and he's dangerous. What he's doing,
I would say criminal negligence. He should be tried for criminal negligence and be given a jury trial and let him defend himself. He is innocent until proven guilty, but there's enough evidence to call in a grand jury and call in a grand jury, a fair one, on the head of the CDC and see if he can be tried for criminal negligence, as any doctor would be, or any surgeon, rather, who performs a surgery that goes awry. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. And the most absurd thing and the most ridiculous thing I've heard of is to take temperature of people at airports when they're already here. What are you going to do, have a hazmat around that person? Who's going to...
I never saw anything like this. It's crazy. They've got to stop the flights now.
That's absurd.
They've got to stop, and Obama's going to get up and lie and say that that's not practical. That's bull. It's totally practical. And I'll say again what I'm going to say over and over again until the American people understand what I'm saying. Nations surrounding Liberia and the other nations infected with Ebola, don't let them to travel into their countries. So what does that tell you? It tells you that third world African dictators are more intelligent than Barack Obama. That's what we have in the White House. Do you understand how dangerous this is? Unbelievable to me. Detroit, Dave, WJR, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? Hey, we're all behind you here, buddy, all right?
Well, I hope you are. I mean, what's the good of being behind me if I'm being slammed like this and no one's helping me?
But all my coworkers, everybody I talked to last night, we all feel the same way. Why not close the borders? Close the borders. Stop the people coming in from Africa, okay?
Well, it's common sense. You don't need a PhD in anything to know that. People have survival instincts. We know what to do. But we have a government that's doing the opposite.
I go to Canada twice a night for Chrysler. I cross the border. U.S. Customs can't understand. Why are the borders not closed? Why are the people coming in from Africa?
Well, ask Barack Obama. He has a sympathy with Africa, I guess, and he puts his sympathy above his logical faculties.
So, Michael, you're on the front lines. You're the one that's going to take the hit for all of us. That's exactly what's going on now. That's why they're cutting you down. That's why they're getting to you. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, I did. I stuck my neck out. I put myself out there with my commentary, and they're getting very, very threatened by reality and by truth. And let's not forget the book, Dave. The book sold out, and now they're not putting it back in the stores, even though it's in the warehouses. What's that about?
You have the average American person behind you. People are scratching their head. They can't understand. They don't believe this. They don't believe the Obama people because they lied about Benghazi. They lied about the health care, and now they're lying about this. Nobody believes them, Michael. They have no credibility.
Yes, but does that go across the line to blue-collar Democrats? Have they lost faith in Obama and the Democrats?
I'm a UAW guy, a Chrysler UAW guy. My coworkers, nobody can stand the guy. We don't talk about him. Michael, he's
amazing. Well, this is interesting. So you're a blue-collar Democrat by nature, probably. And here you are telling me these things. Dave, let me send you a copy. I have a few of Stop the Coming Civil War because I'd like you to share it with your people in the factory. The minute I come back, we hope the president decides to get off his dining experience or whatever he's doing back there. Maybe he's putting in the Oval Office to build up on his putt. I'll be right back. We'll see what he says.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Some breaking news. This just came out in an unprecedented move to protect U.S. troops that might be exposed to Ebola. Listen to this. U.S. military commanders are being given the authority to quarantine troops for 21 days at a Defense Department facility where they will be monitored for signs of the disease and treated if they do contract the virus. A Defense Department memo explained that just came out, by the way, and it was obtained, of all things, ironically, by CNN. This is the military's first plan to quarantine troops after the Ebola exposure, quarantine. So that confirms what I said. Apparently, Jake Tapper should be fired by CNN for being this stupid. Because common sense would have dictated, you want to attack me, Tapper, then take another approach. Don't do it on Ebola, which I know much more about than you do. Attack me on the Civil War. Say I'm crazy. There could never be a Civil War. Say that Obama did not declare Civil War in America. Say that Obama has not attacked virtually every institution in America ever since he became a transformational president. But don't do this. You made some mistake there, buddy. Unbelievable. And by the way, the Defense Department will not reveal the location where they will quarantine the troops. I doubt very much that it will be near the White House. Did you hear this? 4,000 will be sent there into Africa. Of course, they're not going to be treating Ebola patients, at least not now. But the Pentagon said some could be at risk of coming into contact with the virus. No kidding. Did you hear the breaking news? First time ever, to protect U.S. troops that might be exposed to Ebola, U.S. military commanders being given the authority to quarantine troops for 21 days at a Defense Department facility where they will be monitored for signs of disease and treated if they do contract the virus. Pay attention to me. Your life and your health may be at stake. Did you hear what I just said to you? I may be the only credible voice in the American media on this subject. Now, for CNN to have attacked me, I got to play it again. I'm going to keep playing it until you understand what's going on here. And we're waiting for the president to get off his high horse and give his speech already. You know, he's 25 minutes late. There's only one other world leader who ever did this, and I won't mention his name. One world leader constantly appeared between 30 and 60 minutes late every time to build up the tension in the crowd. Do I have to tell you who it was? This is the mark of a very shallow man. Play Tapper. Go ahead, please.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
Yeah, okay, Jake. I think, Jake, you better go back to J school and get a refresher course, because when you're called by that junior high school in Arkansas to teach Journalism 101 to kids in the seventh grade, you may have to brush up on your basic facts on journalism. You certainly don't know them. You should have done your fact-checking, Jake, because the Defense Department just acknowledged that what I said makes sense, Jake. You're going to be left out in the cold, buddy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, at the risk of your displeasure, my dear listeners, I've got to tell you something. I've seen propaganda in my time. I've never seen anything like this. For CNN to single out Michael Savage and say that I'm not credible and that I'm unhinged, and yet, just today, CNN itself reported that the Pentagon is going to quarantine the troops who are being sent to Africa and observe them for 21 days for fear that they may be bringing back Ebola. So apparently people in the Pentagon know I'm right. But wait, it gets even more bizarre. An ABC medical expert, Richard Besser, was on last night, and listen to what he said in clip 21.
Right now we have a situation, and this is one of the reasons why they're going over, a situation where only 20% of patients with Ebola are being treated in treatment units. And so there are a lot of people who have Ebola who are not in a protected environment. So the possibility of a soldier getting Ebola is very real and something we have to be ready for.
Really? Now, that's an ABC journalist who has common sense, Richard Besser. But apparently Jake Tapper doesn't even have the credibility of a high school student on marijuana. How does he keep his job? How do they pay this man? Why don't they fire somebody who's this wrong? WBAP Dallas, Dallas, Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Now, Dr. Savage, how can two healthcare professionals in Dallas contract Ebola that's only transferable through bodily fluids? I think there's two answers. Either they, the healthcare workers, or the whole hospital is incompetent, or it's airborne.
Well, as I reported earlier on the program, there is new evidence that the Ebola virus can be transmitted by air. Medical Research Org, SIDRAP, in University of Minnesota, just advised the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and WHO that, quote, there is scientific and epidemiological evidence that Ebola virus has the potential to be transmitted via infectious aerosol particles, including exhaled breath.
Well, the press secretary, I think it was today, was saying, no, it can only be transferred through bodily fluids.
Well, I guess he's behind the curve.
I guess he
doesn't even know the basics of a disease transmission. That's why he's hired by Obama to run the CDC. How do you feel about CNN making those stupid statements about me?
Well, I'm just kind of jaw dropped. I mean, you didn't say that, and I think maybe.
Thank you for noticing that. I didn't say that at all.
Maybe
he made it sound as though I said that.
Maybe as far as fact checking, maybe Dan Rather is consulting over there. I don't really know.
Very funny. Dave, have you been able to find my book?
No, but I haven't looked. I've got all your other books, and I haven't gone after you. I got so much going on, but I'm definitely looking for it.
All right, thanks, Dave. You know, I wonder what's going on. Why are people not wanting to grab a copy before the election and try to convert one voter? I don't get that. WBAP again in Dallas. Red, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, could it be argued that Obama's unwillingness to seal these borders is endangering the health and welfare of the citizens of the country? And if so, is that an impeachable offense?
It would be impeachable if we had an opposition party which was rigorous and ballsy. Is that what we would define the Republican Party as? I think not. But we don't have to go as far as Ebola. All we have to do is do some tracing of the TB epidemic in America and the so-called mystery virus that's infecting our school children. And I'm pretty certain you can trace it back to Obama's unaccompanied minors that he brought in by the trainload this summer. So why the mothers are not screaming for impeachment is beyond me.
Well, I believe it's an impeachable offense when somebody neglects to do something that's as obvious as this. And it's, in my opinion, ask the people in Dallas, it's endangering the life, the health, and welfare.
It certainly is. They didn't have to bring that African in, did they?
They certainly did not.
Why did they let him into this country? And why are they letting Jesse Jackson run amok and call it racism that he wasn't treated right? Are they crazy that you let a race hustler like that come in and stir the pot during a thing like this? Thanks. It's disgraceful. But, hey, what else is new under the sun? WABC in New York City. Susan, thank you. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I think that your listeners have to do two things. Number one, they need to get on the phone with CNN and to the powers that be there, just be vehement in their objection to how they portrayed you. And number two, they have to get on the phone with their senators, their assemblymen, their congressmen, as I have been trying to do, and say, stop with the flights coming in. And they just have to speak up. I mean, we're all hysterically angry. We're so discouraged, but we need to take some action ourselves. And
I try to take action on a national radio show, and look what's happening as a result. Take a look at the smear campaign, Susan.
But your listeners have to get on the phone with CNN and say, this is your listeners don't.
Yeah, but you're going to get a $10 an hour girl there or guy who doesn't know they're behind from their toe, who's going to hang up on you. That's a waste of time. Do you think the jerk who runs CNN, whatever, Zucker, I don't know his name, do you think he's going to change things there? He's driven it off the road into a ditch. It's upside down. The car is on fire, and they're trying to run out of a car under a pond. You think that guy knows what to do to save CNN when his biases are expressed every day by the spokesmouths? I don't. Thanks for the call. We're waiting for the great man to speak on Ebola. It's now 40 minutes late. He was supposed to have spoken 40 minutes ago. Do you realize what a scandalous president this is? That he won't even appear at a news conference on time? What message does that send to our children who show up late at school and they say, well, the president showed up a half an hour late for a press conference. I can come to school whenever I want. Well, what does it say to the slackers that come out of college and take a job with you and they show up late and they say, big deal, the president's late too? You know that a fish rots from the head down, don't you? Boy, does that have a meaning today. Okay, I think that we've talked about this sufficient for you to get the message. CNN goes to war with broadcast giant on Ebola is on michaelsavage.com and WND. Newsmax has invited me on Newsmax TV tomorrow to give my side of it, but nobody else has offered to let me explain what I actually said and how I feel about being slandered by Jake Tapper at CNN. I'm not going to sue him because it doesn't matter to me that much, to be frank with you. In other words, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's number one. And number two, there's a reason that they chose to attack me and try to undermine my credibility. It's because I have the greatest credibility in talk radio. It's that simple. KSFO, Cheryl, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to point out how correct you are. Try bringing a dog to the state. You cannot bring a dog into the state of Hawaii. They quarantine a dog for 120 days minimum, and they have never had a case of rabies in that state ever.
That's right, but that's because dogs can't vote, so they're not a voting block to the Democrats.
But I'm just saying.
And so when you're a community organizer, you don't think about public health or safety. You don't think about public welfare. All you think about is getting out the vote. And that's why everything is upside down in America. But you're right. I once lived in Hawaii. My dog was in a crate over there for 3 months.
It's true. And so if a dog, I mean, a person is not getting afforded. I mean, it's talking about upside down, but I just think your credibility should skyrocket. I mean, that's the most basic analogy I could think of.
All right. I agree with you. You're right, and you bring up a very sanguine point. I mean that, Cheryl. Let me send you a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. I don't think you've had a chance to go out. It bewilders me why people are waiting so long unless they can't get the book at all. I'm not going to keep this up, by the way. This is about it this week. Maybe a few more days next week, and then it's all in your hands. And I got to tell you, tomorrow, oh, today is Wednesday, isn't it? Is today Wednesday, Neil? I don't know the day of the week it is. Okay, today at the end of the day, in exactly 30 minutes, an hour, the New York Times bestseller list comes out, and we're going to see if Stop the Coming Civil War is on it. It's counted through last, I think, Saturday. I don't know when. And my book was only out from Tuesday to Saturday. We'll have to see whether it makes the list or not. And if it does, it's going to set off a shockwave in the country because the title itself is going to make people ask the question, what does he mean? Do you understand that? Dan on WABC, you've got such a good point that we're picking you to speak now on the Savage Nation. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't yet noticed that no one has brought up the point that Obama did stop air traffic, you know, in and out of the country to Israel. And that, you know, did a big impact on...
Right. He did that during the Gaza war in an attempt to placate the Palestinians and the radical Arabs. He made believe it was to protect Americans. That's what he said it was for. He said, no air travel to Israel because I want to protect you, didn't he? I remember that. I mentioned it, Dan. It went through the airwaves. No one heard it. But you're right. He did block air travel to and from Israel, and he said he was doing it to protect people's safety. But he won't do it for Ebola, huh?
No, exactly. That just goes to being the point that, you know, maybe deep down inside he is empathetic, you know, like to Muslims.
You think? You think that's possible, that he's a little bit of a, yeah, fellow traveler? It's possible. Anything's possible. Yeah, okay. Well, we're fighting for you here on the Savage Nation, trying to save America. And I do it through my broadcasts and my writings. And there's no Republican Party anymore. Remember you heard the song, there's no England anymore. Tell me where America is, other than in your mind. Yeah, think about that. Think about that. Tell me where America is, other than in your hearts and minds. America is defined, any nation is defined, as far as I'm concerned, by its borders, language, and culture. And you know, long after I am forgotten, my definition of a nation's identity will live on. I'm telling you, of all the things I've ever said or written, my definition of a nation, which was created in 94 when I started in radio, and someone said, how do you define a nation? I said, you define a nation by its borders, language, and culture. BLC. Am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. But that will live on, and it will live on for good reason, because once a nation loses its borders, language, and its culture, it loses its identity, which is exactly what the New World Order wants. They want to dissolve us as a nation. They've done it to Britain. They've Islamicized Britain, where they're calling it Londonistan. You know, they made a mistake. They admit it. One of the former prime ministers of England said, oh, he made a mistake with multiculturalism. Oh, they're all quick to tell you what they did years ago, but they're not quick to tell you what they're doing now. They made a big mistake by bringing in so many Pakistanis and melting down England, huh? They made a big mistake by taking the Union Jack off British Airways. They're afraid of offending Muslims? Are they kidding me? Well, anyway, that's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. But, you know, it's all debatable with the exception of issues of survival. In other words, we could argue over anything, Obamacare, this care, that care, say, well, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. How can you argue with me on such a commonsensical thing as stopping flights from Africa and quarantining patients if they show any symptoms whatsoever on arrival? How can you disagree with that? How can you do it when even the U.S. Army has just agreed that they must do it with all the troops they've sent over into the Ebola zone? You can't disagree with me. I'm ahead of the curve on this subject. So what does it do? Make me a better person? Gives me my halo, gets burnished? Nope. Doesn't do any of that. I'm the same man that I was this morning. Frankly, I'm exhausted from it all. This is a very tough topic. There is a very real possibility a U.S. soldier will contract Ebola. There's no question about it. It's common sense. Everyone knows that except Jake Tapper and CNN because Mr. Zucker, of course, has an agenda. He has many axes to grind. And there's no one who has the credibility, by the way, anymore. What else? Do we have Joe Biden making that stupid remark? That was a good soundbite. Let's play Hillary Clinton at 10. She comes along to save us with her great wisdom in clip 10. Let's hear it.
Ebola, as we're seeing very painfully, is not going to stay confined unless we put in a lot more resources to try to begin to tailor down the epidemic
down.
And contain it and end it the way we have previously by putting in a lot of resources.
Do you hear her answer? Is this woman fit to be president? That she's saying we need to spend more money for a moron like the idiot running the CDC? That's the answer? Give him more money to travel? Listen to how idiotic it gets in clip 11. Listen to this dummy.
So it's not either or. We can't say we're not going to be involved because these things are somebody else's problems. Because in the world of interdependence that we currently live in, a lot of those problems end up eventually on our doorstep.
Liberal crap. Liberal crap is all it is. We have to stop the epidemic in Africa? That's our job? No, we have to prevent it from coming here by closing the borders, slamming the flight shut, Mrs. Clinton. I mean, with all due respect, we all respect you so deeply for your... We know you're the brightest woman on the planet, but you've just said nothing other than spend more money and give it to the same people who couldn't stop it to begin with. Makes no sense to me. Michigan, WJR... Dave, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just want to explain that I heard something from the Center of Disease Control hit today that he thinks that the second nurse, he's trying to blame her for getting on a commercial flight, but yet they let commercial flights from out of this country come and land. And they say, you're unhinged? This is nuts.
Well, I understand. If I'm unhinged, what does it make them? It means they're hinged to Obama. That's what it must mean. They're hinged to his foot. Where is Obama? He's almost an hour late on his press conference. What could this man be doing that would enable him, would entitle him to be an hour late on a press conference? Have you ever been this outraged by a man's behavior before in the White House? Who does this to the people? I'll be right back as the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. The president has ducked the press conference for over an hour right now. I guess they're trying to get his act together. Second Dallas hospital worker tests positive for Ebola. The worker provided care to the African from Liberia. And although all, quote, protocols were in place, the second hospital worker tested positive for Ebola. So what does that tell you? It tells you that Ebola is very difficult to contain. It tells you that there's criminal negligence on behalf of the CDC and the NIH. It tells you that there are very few reliable sources when it comes to this epidemic or virtually anything in this country today, and that you have to make your own decisions. And that's where I come in. And I try every day to give you the information you need to make informed decisions. My informed decision is sending 3,000 to 5,000 troops into Africa in the Ebola zone would logically indicate that one or some of them will come back with Ebola. Yet I was ripped apart on CNN for this comment. And yet today the Pentagon said they're going to quarantine all the troops when they come back for fear that some of them may have been exposed to it. So what does that make? Michael Savage right or CNN right? Remember what I said to you. Read, read, read. Learn, learn, learn. Thanks for listening.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, the captain of the ship is nowhere to be found. Welcome to The Savage Nation. He is over 1 hour late for an announced press conference on the raging Ebola epidemic that has been mishandled by himself, by his CDC director, by his NIH director, and by everyone in the Obama administration. I guess we could say that he is the resident of the United States of America, not the president of the United States of America. I don't know if that's been used before, but it occurred to me that anyone who behaves like this really shouldn't be called the president. Anyone who's over an hour late for an announced press conference is really not acting very presidential. He's acting somewhat residential. But that's not the big story. The big story is the Ebola epidemic per se. And the lies coming out of the government media complex and how they're being caught in mistake after mistake after mistake, and why people are now calling not only for the resignation or the firing of the head of the CDC, but the criminal prosecution. I'm calling for a grand jury to convene to see if, in fact, there is enough evidence to prove negligence on the part of Frieden of the CDC. And as I've said in the last hour or two, when you have a surgeon who commits a surgery where there's an accident, you can sue him. Your lawyer can sue that surgeon, right? Any doctor? How many quack crackpot lawyers are there out there suing doctors for no reason whatsoever? How many criminal attorneys are there out there looking for lawsuits against doctors for no reason? Well, now you have a doctor, the head of the CDC, who has made one mistake after another on this raging epidemic, being backed up by CNN, who attacked me, saying that I believe Obama wants to infect soldiers, which I never said. It was a reducto ad absurdum statement. And all I said, well, why don't you listen to this clip from CNN and tell me what you think on the Savage Nation.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged.
Right, I know your delivery is journalism 101, but you're not really on 2020 where you learned it at the foot of one of the girls who runs it. But you're all wrong. You're all wet. You should be fired. The fact of the matter is, even the military just announced an hour ago, Jake, I guess you're behind the times, that they've agreed to quarantine all the troops that they've sent to Africa for fear that they will be infected and will come back with Ebola. And so they're going to quarantine, and they won't even say where they're going to quarantine them. So, Jake, you really ought to brush up on Journalism 101 because you just failed it. Not only that, in the following clip 21, we have... Actually, let's start with another one who should be fired, Anthony Fauci, long a holdover from the AIDS years. Listen to what he says in clip 20, another one from the government, 20 now. Hello? Anyone home or out to lunch again?
The troops are not going to be directly taking care of patients, so we shouldn't misinterpret that there are medical personnel from the Department of Defense being there. They're going to do a very important job of logistics, engineering, command and control.
He's wrong because the Defense Department just said that he's wrong. They said they're going to quarantine the troops. So Fauci's another liar. Now listen to 21. This is very important. This is a medical expert for ABC who says there's a real possibility a U.S. soldier can contract Ebola. Pay attention, CNN to 21.
Right now we have a situation, and this is one of the reasons why they're going over, a situation where only 20% of patients with Ebola are being treated in treatment units. And so there are a lot of people who have Ebola who are not in a protected environment. So the possibility of a soldier getting Ebola is very real and something we have to be ready for.
So even ABC News, as centrist as you can get, is saying that we have to be ready for it. And yet they're attacking me for saying the obvious and the truthful. But the real issue here is, where is the president? Where is the resident of the United States? It's an hour and 10 minutes late. Where is the resident of the United States of America? Why is he so late? Why are you not outraged? Joy in New Mexico on KKOB. What do you think is going on here? Where is President Obama?
I think, Michael, he's rewriting his speech.
Well, he should have rewritten it, because if he was going to get up and give us another Fauci speech or another Frieden speech, he would have been laughed off the stage. If the Pentagon itself has finally stepped up to protect the troops in America, then the president probably ought to rewrite his speech. You're right.
Exactly. That's all I have to say.
Well, you're right. In other words, he couldn't have come out and just said it and changed it on the spot. They had to rewrite it for him. I don't understand this. Maybe we're in worse shape than I think. I don't know. It could be worse than I think. I get so down on what's going on sometimes, it's hard to know which way is up. Remember that old saying, I've been down so long, it's starting to look like up to me? You remember that one? That great song. It was Joan Baez's husband who committed suicide. I think he wrote a song called I've Been Down So Long, It's Starting to Look Like Up to Me. I mean, that's what this guy is doing to the country. He could make half the people in this country depressed if they actually pay attention to what he is doing to all the institutions in this country. I mean, there's a real chance of a mass hysteria in this country. According to Michael Savage, our nation is in real trouble, and the seeds of a second conflagration have been sown. Not between the states, but between true patriots who believe in our nation's founding principles and those he believes are working every day to undermine them and change the very nature of our country. Not a war of bullets and blood, but one of commitment to freedom and courage of conviction. Michael Savage is convinced that we face more than just political differences now. He believes the split between right and left is possibly irreparable, unless we understand what's really happening and how we must act to stop it. Again, that's the flap copy to stop the coming civil war. How many times do I have to say to you, if ever you're going to buy this book, you must do it before the election? And right now it's Wednesday, and I should have had them in my hand, but the publisher hasn't gotten them yet. Maybe they haven't been published. The all-important New York Times bestseller list comes out now, within the next 50 minutes, I think. And we'll find out whether my army of savages and savagettes has pushed it into the top five or not. Because if it goes into the top five, it's going to go in the front of the bookstores next week. If it has not made it there, then I've got nobody to thank for that except myself. I guess I failed you by not making the case strongly enough. And I will accept full responsibility. WABC Joanne, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Mike. You know, I called CNN. So did a lot of my friends and family. We called. It does work. We complained to Jeff Zucker. I got his assistant first, and she said, we've been getting a few calls on this about Jake Tapper, and I left a message on his voicemail. You know, Jake Tapper is a big extremist liberal. He's also anti-Israel. You should have seen him speak. He's pro-Hamas during the war.
No, I know that he's an operative, and I know he's just a hack. But he's lost all credibility now by saying, first of all, he said something I didn't say, number one. But then he says he has no credibility to suggest that of the thousands of troops you're sending into Ebola zone, at least one of them might not become infected with Ebola. I mean, doesn't logic dictate I'm correct?
Right. Yes, you are. You're always right.
But well, Joanne, I'm not reading a script, by the way. I didn't know one had to write it for me, because I'm not the resident of the Savage Nation. I'm actually the president of the Savage States of America. Did you know that, Joanne?
Yes. I'm from Queens, too, like you.
Well, we learned how to talk, you know, the truth. We had to learn how to speak clearly and succinctly. Joanne, it's people like you who make America better. Thank you for being a truth looker. A truth looker. A truth looker. Eugene, Oregon. Linda, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. We're still waiting for the resident to speak.
Dr. Savage, I'm so glad I got through today. The World Health Organization just put out some devastating news yesterday, and it was reported by a very credible organization. Two things. Number one, first and foremost, 5% of all cases do not manifest within 21 days. They manifest between 21 and 45 days. 5 out of every 100 cases. The other thing is...
That's amazing that the World Health Organization has shown itself to be more credible than the CDC. But this is what happens when a nation rots from the top down. When you put rotten community organizers into every position, whose job is only to make sure that people come out and vote, what you have is a rotten system from the top to the bottom.
Dr. Savage, do you think the CDC does not know this information when the Army has been working with this biological warfare germ since the middle 70s? Do you think the CDC does not know this? And why?
In other words, do you think that Frieden is lying, and do I think that Fauci is lying? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would say that since the Defense Department came out today and said that they will quarantine all troops in the Ebola zone, they've just been caught flat-footed. Wouldn't you say that? That's the least we could say.
Dr. Savage, this is a level...
Maybe the Pentagon needs to step in and save us from this lunatic in the White House. Maybe the Pentagon needs to step in and save us before the country goes down the tubes. It's as close as I can come to what I'm really feeling. Something's wrong here. If the generals have moved in today, do you realize what just happened today? After CNN attacked me for saying the obvious and the logical, the Pentagon moves in and says they're going to quarantine all the troops that have been sent to Africa to make certain that they don't have Ebola before they let them back into the general population. Do you have any idea what that means? It means that the Pentagon has decided to act without any input from these clowns in the CDC and the NIH and, of course, the clown in the center ring. North Carolina, Bill, this is very alarming. Welcome back to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I wanted to check in with you, Michael. You know, the Pentagon has recently come out and called Ebola a threat to national security. You've probably heard that, right?
Well, no, I heard yesterday that the moron in charge of the Defense Department, the civilian head of the Defense Department, I might add, Hagel the Bagel, handpicked by the community organizer, said that the number one threat to America is global warming. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah, I had heard that the Pentagon said that it's a threat to national security. And if that's the case, since Obama has allowed this threat to enter our country, doesn't that make him a biological terrorist?
No, my friend, but what it does mean is that I may be prophetic when I warn that sometime in the very near future... You want to get some chills up your spine? Because I can run a theory the other way. Is it not possible that they're going to declare martial law in the name of public safety to protect us from Ebola? Is anything not possible under this group? Is it possible that they let it get to this point in order to declare martial law? Would that be insane? Would that be unhinged, Mr. Tapper? Why don't you run this tonight? Would it be unhinged to suggest that there are those in this government that would like to suspend the elections because they know they're going to lose? Mr. Tapper, is that possible? KSFO Laura, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. I just wanted to let you know I did buy your book in San Jose, Barnes & Noble on Sunday. It was on the new arrivals table.
Well, I guess it was there on Sunday. I guess it's not there today. I'm getting reports from around the country that they're sold out and they're not coming in for 5 days. Let's hope it's really 5 days. But, Laura, thank you for doing that. We're still waiting for the President of the United States, who is 1 hour and 18 minutes late for a press conference on Ebola. In fact, it's so important that he canceled another fundraising trip to lecture America on what the great man himself is going to do to stop the Ebola epidemic from spreading. But he's nowhere to be seen. Why? Chris in Ohio may have the answer on WSOM radio. Chris, where is the President?
Well, Dr. Savage, I know where he's at. The battery on his golf cart died.
Oh, God. Yes, I guess laughter is the only salvation. I'm still looking for so much. Where is the president right now? I just don't know. Okay, here we go. I just got the listings. Are you ready for this? Stand by. Stand by. You are number 5 on the combined print and ebook nonfiction list. You're on number 8 on the ebook nonfiction list. Michael Savage is reporting for the first time that you, my listeners, made it happen without any help from anybody in the media except Fox, except Newsmax and WND. You drove Stop the Coming Civil War to number 5 on the combined print and ebook nonfiction list. Do you realize what that means? The news just came in a minute ago. It means that without any Fox News support, without any conservative support in radio or television, You, the listeners of the show, drove the book to number 5 in week number 1. What that means is, as of next week, the book must be in front of the store with bestsellers. And if it isn't, you know what your job is, don't you? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Hey, listen to me. The president is an hour and 26 minutes late to a news conference on Ebola, which means he's rewriting the script as he goes along. If you've just tuned into the show, something remarkable happened in the last hour. And that is that the Defense Department announced that they're going to quarantine the troops that they sent to Africa on the Ebola mission for fear that they might be infected. So that means the president had to put down the garbage that he was going to read and write and rewrite it. Do you understand how important this is? I mean, this is breaking news. I tell you, I think that there's something going on behind the scenes that is beyond anything we can imagine. For the Defense Department to ride over the president and Hagel, the head of the defense secretary, and to give truth to the truth indicates they know what's really going on. It's a big story. We have to follow it. The president is 87 minutes late to a press conference. It's unheard of. I've never seen anything like this. And we'll update you as time goes on here. I've never seen anything like it. There's also big news with regard to Stop the Coming Civil War. I got the news 3 minutes before the break, 1 minute before. The book made it to number 5 on the combined print and ebook nonfiction list. Now, you say, big deal, you're not number 1. Let me explain something to you. That's the sale of books through last Saturday. It was only out from Tuesday to Saturday. That's number 1. But I was banned from Amazon for all the weeks leading up to the sale date. Did you know that? I and all other Hachette authors were blacklisted by Amazon. Had my book been available on Amazon, I would have sales of at least 10 to 15, 20,000 more copies. I would have been number 1 or 2. So what happens is in week number 2, when you go back to the store, we could probably push it up from 5 to 4 or 3. I don't know what's going to happen. But the bigger news is not about the book. The bigger news is that we may have seen something along the lines of a soft coup going on behind the scenes. When I say that, I don't mean an actual coup. I mean a coup of information. Something is going on here. Somebody is trumping Obama for him to be this late. Listen to what I just said to you. Listen to me. My instincts are rarely, if ever, wrong. He is over almost 90 minutes late on an Ebola speech. He was ready to come out and give us the same crap that we've been hearing from Fauci and the other liar. And the Defense Department trumped him and said that they're going to quarantine the troops. I'm telling you, there's a soft information coup that's going on behind the scenes that we may or may never, ever know about, but it's happening.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage, weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Left-wing fanatics who have ruined it. They have ruined every institution they've put their greedy little paws on. They saw every institution nothing as nothing but cash cows. Say defense, say national security, they say, what can we rip it off for? Say education, they say, what can we rip it off for? Say Ebola, they say, what can we rip it off for? Is Barack Obama a lawless president, ignoring the laws of this land and our Constitution, yes or no? Is Barack Obama the most dangerous president ever with his attitude of my way or the highway, yes or no? Is Barack Obama and the Democratic Party destroying America to remake America, yes or no? Does Barack Obama hate America? Does he hate our military? Does he hate Christianity, trying to make room for some other religion, yes or no? Should Barack Obama be impeached for being defiant and breaking constitutional laws, yes or no? Is not securing the southern border part of Barack Obama's plan to wreck America? Shall I go on? These questions came to me this July from Constitution Watchdogs, the Accountability Project. There are many, many other questions they ask. So don't think that we're alone in our suspicions. But now that my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, has become a sold-out bestseller. And by the way, here's the heartbreak. There's got to be a conspiracy. Someone close to me went into a bookstore in Boca Raton And they said, yes, we're sold out. We're getting them in a few weeks. What, right after the election? I happen to know there are tens of thousands of books blocked up in the warehouses. And I want to know why they weren't sent the next day. They were sold out last Friday, last Wednesday, last Thursday. Why didn't they have books in on Saturday? Who's blocking them up in the warehouses is the question. I'll let you figure out if there's a giant conspiracy to stop the books distribution before the election. I'll let you figure it out. And now we go back again to the attack on me coming from CNN. You say, well, what's the big deal? If they're not that important, why are you making it such a big deal? Well, they are very important to the government and to the media complex. So they chose to attack me and no one else. Because all I said was pretty commonsensical. All I said was there's not a sane reason to send 4,000 to 5,000 troops into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola. Unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola. See what I said? That's called logic. It's also statistically a high likelihood that 1 out of 4,000 will contract Ebola, isn't it? I want you to listen to what this character, Jake Tapper, said about me on CNN. Play clip two, please.
Speaking of wild conspiracy theories, conservative talk radio host Michael Savage, who has one of the biggest radio audiences in the country, has even been suggesting that this is all some Obama plot to purposely infect the nation.
There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola.
It's hard to even know where to start with that one. The idea that the president wants to infect soldiers and then Americans, it's so unhinged we should probably not bother dignifying it with fact-checking.
But you did bother to dignify it by playing it. Now, of course, fact-checking is not your strong card, Jake. You don't fact-check on ISIS. You don't fact-check on the false war on global warming. You don't fact-check on the IRS scandal. You don't fact-check on the NSA scandal. You don't fact-check on anything, which is why you have no ratings, Jake, which is why you were hired by CNN, because you won't do your fact-checking. But lower than that, you won't even debate me. I said something that is very clear. I didn't say that he's purposely trying to infect the USA with Ebola, did I? I said that, you know, there's an argument called reducto ad absurdum, which they don't teach in a journalism school of this generation. They teach them basically to parrot what the government media complex wants them to parrot. But reducto ad absurdum asks questions at the end of a logical sequence that may seem absurd, but it leads to the proper conclusion. Okay? I'm very surprised that Jake Tapper would say a thing like this, because logic and statistics would indicate that with 3,000 to 5,000 troops in an Ebola zone, at least one of them might contract the virus, Jake. And when that happens, we will play your tape over and over and over again, and we'll see if you can get a job teaching journalism in a junior high school in Arkansas. Well, perhaps you could go to work for Obama, because that's a step up from teaching journalism at a junior high school in Arkansas. I looked at the clown, the spokesmouth for him. Why do they smirk? Why does that moron who works for Obama, the spokesman, why does he smirk while giving a press conference on an issue as important as this? What does he think? It's all a joke? Do these jerks in the West Wing running around think that they're so smart that they're above the law, above the animal kingdom itself? They're immune? The great man protects them. They can't get a disease. Do you see the smirking on their faces? Does it grate you as it grates me? It grates me. Now, Frieden should have been fired right off from the get-go. He should have been fired and possibly charged with a criminal act, by the way. And I'll say that over and over again until you get it. There is such a thing as criminal negligence in medicine. There's criminal negligence in surgery, is there not? Listen to what I'm saying to you. If your surgeon goes in and performs a surgery and makes a mistake, you can sue him, right? And many of you have done so. Any other doctor can be sued. It rises sometimes to the level of criminal negligence, doesn't it? If the doctor is seen to be totally incompetent and does something so wrong that it endangers your health or causes death, would you not argue that what Friedkin has done by being just a spokesmouth for this radical liberal government has not been the equivalent of criminal negligence?
There are other stories.
Black teens swarm a Jewish delicatessen in Brooklyn, but it's not considered a hate crime. Did you see that story? Oh, didn't make it to your paper. They say teens, but actually they're not just teens. It was a Jewish store, which is one race, one religion. And then there's a swarm of teens who swarm the deli screaming anti-Semitic phrases or statements, wrecked the store, and then ran out. The cops said it's not a hate crime. Teenage vandals swarm Brooklyn Deli while yelling anti-Semitic slurs and destroy $700 worth of candies and cookies. It shows the teens storming the entrance of Gourmet Butcher Deli in Crown Heights just after 9 p.m. It happened in seconds, said deli owner Yankee Klein, who says they destroyed $500 to $700 worth of goods. Owners of the deli, which is a kosher establishment, said the teenagers are coming before yelling anti-Semitic language. Police are not investigating that. This is a hate crime. That's interesting. That's not a hate crime. What's it, a love crime? Attacking Jews in a deli is a love crime? Well, maybe in New York City it is, for fear of offending Al Sharpton or Jesse High Jackson. Maybe he can turn it into another Ferguson. Okay, whatever. What's this in the newspaper? Brigitte Bardot had 100 lovers, including women and four husbands. But fame led to despair as she tried to end her life four times and abandoned the only child she ever had, reveals new book. Oh, that's another role model. They can rename the Eiffel Tower to the Bardot Tower. Born into a wealthy Parisian family, Brigitte Bardot was trained as a ballerina. She was 16 when she met director Roger Vadim, and they became lovers. When her parents forbade them to marry, Bardot turned on the oven. That's so French. And buried her head inside. Who turns on an oven and buries their head inside? That is really very Gaulish. I mean, it's very Gallic, isn't it? To turn an oven on and put your... What kind of nonsense is this? She fell in love with And God Created Woman co-star Jean-Louis Trintignant. Bardot confessed, I'm not made to be a mother. I'm not adult enough. I know it's horrible to have to admit that. The outspoken actress, now 80, has been fined for her racist comments against Muslims. Well, they weren't racist. She just said that they're taking over the country. In spite of her fame, money, and wild abandon, Bardot was often depressed and tried to kill herself at least four times. I say rename the Eiffel Tower the Bardot Tower. That's all. That would be very fitting. I just don't even call about Brigitte Bardot. That's so not now. She was an item in the 50s, and she wasn't even that pretty. I mean, compared to today, she wasn't that hot. A progressive newspaper that was nothing but a vitriolic hate machine, the SF Guardian, is shutting down after 48 years. That tells us that even in sick San Francisco, nobody wants to watch MSNBC or read leftist garbage anymore, okay? Here's a positive story. Panic as jets' cabin walls crack on flight to Dallas. American airline plane returns to SFO after cabin walls buckle, but it's been reported that there was never any threat to the passengers. Oh, no. No threat to the passengers. You can see the picture of the interior of the plane broken from pressurization. And that the flight attendant said that the problem was cosmetic. That's like the CDC saying not to worry about Ebola. It's just a cosmetic problem. I'd rather talk about the idiocy of naming a tunnel near San Francisco for a comedian who hung himself. And why the left celebrates death and how it's a harbinger of everything upside down. The shape of the universe in San Francisco, if I were to draw that, it would be the backside of a horse underneath the tail. The part of the anatomy underneath the horse's tail is what represents the shape of the universe to the average progressive in San Francisco. Now, that thing was very classy. That was nicely done, isn't it? That wasn't done like a longshoreman who would speak in another way in a barroom. There is a hardcore group of savages and savagettes who will read what I write. And, of course, to reach the general audience is very difficult, especially when you're blacklisted by Bill O'Reilly and Fox News out of jealousy. You know, I'll tell you of all of them who I really, and I thank you for that. Of all of them who I have the most sadness for, it's Megyn Kelly. I know O'Reilly is a jealous old man. I get that. You know, he's got to listen. He's threatened by me. I get it. My competitor on radio, I understand why he doesn't talk about it. That's a given. But to see Megyn Kelly, who poses as this kind of Florence Nightingale, Martha Washington, following the blacklist put out by O'Reilly, shows us that he really runs Fox News. And that's a sad thing, to be honest with you. And let me tell you something else. Even if Megyn Kelly had me on with my book, what do you think? I'd sell 1,000 more books than I'm going to sell. You think it's going to make me a rich man? She's not God Almighty. My AQH is much bigger than hers. My audience is larger than hers. So, in other words, to cut her nose, she spites her face. If I went on any of their shows and I told you I was going to be on this show or that show and you tuned in that night, their ratings would go through the ceiling. But they'd rather cut their nose to spite their face. So that's the story. I'm all alone here. That's all. Listen to this report. Headless bodies left in streets as ISIS ravages Syrian town. Hundreds, if not thousands, of headless bodies in a besieged Syrian border town left to rot by the Islamists. But wait, it gets worse. I've seen faces with their eyes or tongues cut out. I can never forget it as long as I live, said Amina Fajar, a father of four. They put the heads on display to scare us all. They then said this, and I didn't know this. He said, most of the brutal barbarians were European. They are Chechen. They are English. They are from all over Europe. We know because we can hear their accent, he told the paper after escaping to a refugee camp in Turkey. The UK's foreign secretary, meanwhile, said Monday that boots on the ground are the only way ISIS militants can be defeated. But like his U.S. counterpart, that would be none other than Hegel the Bagel, who says our greatest threat is global warming. He ruled out sending troops from his own country, but I guess Hegel is considering sending troops to the sun to put out some of the heat waves. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Today on the Savage Nation, we're talking about CNN goes to war with Michael Savage. Twisting my words and say that I believe Obama wants to infect soldiers and Americans, which is not at all what I said. What I said was, are you ready? They play the segment on CNN. And what I said was, there's not a sane reason to take 4,000 to 5,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola. Then Tapper attacked me. Now, Tapper has no experience other than as a left-wing operative of Izvestia or Pravda. It is the government channel called CNN. The government basically owns CNN and MSNBC. We all know that, which is why they have no ratings, which is why the country is collapsing. I didn't say he wanted to. I said, unless you want to. It's called a rhetorical argument, moron. And then I answered this way to the WND article, and I want you listeners to understand I need your help right now. I'm under attack because of my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. I need your help. I'm being smeared by CNN. I'm being ignored by Fox News for trying to warn America about the obvious dangers our troops are being exposed to in Africa. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? How can anyone not understand this? And here's what I said. There's not a sane reason to take 4,000 to 5,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola, close quote. Well, here's what I added. Since health workers in full biohazard gear have now contracted Ebola, why wouldn't we expect one of the thousands of U.S. soldiers sent into the epicenter of one of the world's most virulent epidemics to contract the virus? I added, common sense would dictate not to send soldiers into this region without expecting some of them to contract the disease. Common sense, which is lacking in Tapper's illogical mindset, Savage. Moreover, the U.S. government is violating the primary rule of epidemiology by exposing our young men and women to this deadly virus. Michael Savage is also charged that Ebola has entered the U.S. because of Obama's open borders policy. He said Obama refused to employ the basic epidemiological rule of quarantining a deadly virus, quote, because the far-left agenda is to have an open borders policy. The only solution is zero travel in and out of West Africa for any American, said Savage. You let nobody in from a country where you have a raging epidemic, said Savage, emphasizing microbes do not discriminate. You isolate and you quarantine an entire nation, if necessary. Did you hear what I said? I know more than everybody in the U.S. government put together on this subject. How do you like that? Why? Because I have common sense. I also have a background in epidemiology, which apparently Jake Tapper missed while he was studying to be a ballet dancer in journalism school. Again, I need your help. Why do you think my book is being blocked in the bookstores? Why do you think it's out of stock, quote-unquote, and won't be in for several days or just after the election? Tell me why. Who is more credible, Michael Savage or Jake Tapper? Who is more credible, Michael Savage or CNN? Who do you want to believe, CNN or Michael Savage? Do you think this government will even let you know if one of our soldiers sent to Africa becomes sick with Ebola? Do you think they'll even tell you? Was the order to send troops into the Ebola zone lawful? I doubt it. Obama fired the combat generals he didn't like. Do you think he has the military's best interest at heart? A new survey shows that more than half of America agrees with me. Keep them out. Do you think this means that CNN and the Obama administration has noticed the book Stop the Coming Civil War, and that's why they sent out this media hack, Jake Tapper? Tapper said we should probably not bother dignifying Savage with fact-checking. Typical Jake. No, don't bother checking on the facts. It may raise your audience ratings. Why check facts, Jake, when the facts only prove them wrong? Whether it's on Ebola, the fake war against ISIS, or the fake story about global warming, Jake. What other stories out there is CNN not bothering to fact check? Answer all of them. Well, you heard it on the Savage Nation. I was attacked by CNN. I need your help. I'm in this war alone. Other than WorldNet Daily, no one in the media will cover this attack on yours truly, Michael Savage. But with your help, the truth shall prevail. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Savage.